Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Stoic Confidence. Ever feel like you're constantly walking on eggshells around certain people? Like you're always giving a little too much, saying yes even when you really want to say no? Well, my friend, it might be time to talk boundaries. We all need them, whether we realize it or not. Think of boundaries like the invisible fences that protect our well-being, our energy, and our sanity. They define where we end and others begin, helping us stay true to ourselves while respecting those around us. And let me tell you, setting healthy boundaries isn't selfish, it's self-care. It's about creating space for your own growth, peace of mind, and yes, even happiness. So today, we're diving deep into the world of boundaries. Buckle up because we're going to uncover 5 key takeaways that will empower you to build those healthy fences, reclaim your power, and start living a more authentic and fulfilling life. Number 1. Know yourself. Before you can set boundaries with others, you gotta know yourself inside and out. What are your values? Your needs? What makes you tick? Where do you feel drained or depleted? Take some time for self-reflection, journal, meditate, spend time in nature, whatever helps you connect with your inner wisdom. Number 2. Communicate clearly. Once you know what you need, don't be afraid to speak up. Clear communication is key when it comes to boundaries. Be direct, honest, and assertive, no beating around the bush. Use I statements to express your feelings and needs rather than blaming or accusing others. Number 3. Start small. Don't try to overhaul everything at once. It's like training for a marathon, you gotta start slow and build up your stamina. Begin by setting small boundaries in low-stakes situations and gradually work your way up to bigger challenges. You'll gain confidence with each step. Number 4. Be consistent. Consistency is everything when it comes to boundaries. Imagine someone who keeps saying yes even when they really want to say no. They might feel resentful, overwhelmed, and ultimately burned out. That's why it's crucial to enforce your boundaries consistently. When you do, others will learn to respect them and adjust their behavior accordingly. Number 5. It's okay to say no. This one can be tough, but remember, saying no isn't a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength. It's about prioritizing your own well-being and honoring your commitments. And trust me, you'll feel so much lighter when you stop overcommitting yourself. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a bright, talented woman who always feels obligated to say yes to every request. She volunteers for extra projects at work, agrees to last-minute favors from friends, and constantly puts her own needs on the back burner. Sound familiar? This constant yes habit leaves Sarah feeling drained, stressed, and resentful. She longs for more time to herself, but she's afraid of disappointing people if she says no. One day, Sarah realizes that this pattern isn't sustainable. She starts small by politely declining a few extra projects at work. Then she learns to say no to social events that drain her energy. It takes time and practice, but Sarah gradually reclaims her power. She sets boundaries with her friends and colleagues, communicates her needs more effectively, and discovers the joy of saying no without guilt. So remember, building healthy boundaries is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your wins, and don't be afraid to seek support when you need it. This episode has been all about reclaiming your power through setting healthy boundaries, a crucial step in unlocking inner peace and confidence. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Ready to take action? Share this episode with someone who might benefit from these insights. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode of Stoic Confidence. Until next time, keep those boundaries strong and your spirits high.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.